It's the draw for this week's job lottery. Get your tickets out and see if your applications lead to success. You could be a winner. Many job seekers and those looking to expand the amount of work they do always have that recurring hope that their desires, hopes and ambitions within their own career can be fulfilled. Yet despite figures out today stating that unemployment has fallen, very few people have questioned the potential devil in the detail as far as the reality of the overall situation in the economy is concerned. According to the Office of National Statistics, unemployment fell below 2 million between June and August 2014. The fall between a year earlier and now is 538,000, which is the largest annual fall in unemployment since records began in 1972. Yet the economic inactivity rate is still an eye-watering 22.2%. For the sake of clarity, I tried to find an official definition of what economic inactivity rate meant on the Office for National Statistics website, but I was not successful. However, according to the Scottish Government website, economically inactive was defined as people who weren't officially unemployed but who aren't in employment and want a job but have not been seeking work in the last 4 weeks, or want a job and are seeking work but not available to start work in the next 2 weeks, or do not want a job. So let's assume that being economically inactive is defined as such. How many people fall under this category, but who cannot find actual paid work or earn a living in order to satisfy their social and economic needs? And how many people fall under this category who want to be in a job that suits their own career needs, but are being shut out? And, on another note, how many people find themselves self-employed through no choice but to stay afloat as much as they possibly can in the stormy sea? That's the reality and the core of the whole problem that actually exists in our country, economy and society. There are talented graduates and non-graduates of all ages with a strong bank of experience and skills who cannot find a vacancy that helps them move on in life. There is a disturbing complacency amongst nearly everybody when it comes to the overall employment and job market situation. And it's not just the fact that there is next to no work available in many areas, but when vacancies arise and candidates fulfil pretty much the criteria in an interview which would make them a perfect appointment, they still face the likelihood of being knocked back. That's the reality today. You could have all the experience and skills in the world, but it counts for nothing if you're not it. I appreciate that the competition for vacancies is fierce, but that doesn't compensate for the frustration and injustice that has arisen more than ever for many talented people. The release of the latest employment figures today reminded me of an early morning telephone call to London-based talk radio station LBC, when I spoke to Ollie Mann about my own life and career earlier this year. More people might find themselves employed by name, but not in spirit. And as I remember stating to Ollie, statistics are one thing, but the reality on the ground is another. Let's all stop being naive, give ourselves a good damn reality check, and think properly about what's really happening out there.